Have you checked Boeing's stock price lately? I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. We've got a headline today that ripples from the factory floor in Everett all the way down to your local flight school. Let's get into it. China has confirmed an order with Boeing for 200 commercial aircraft. This came out of the latest round of talks between President Trump and President Xi, and it's one of the biggest single orders Boeing has seen in years. We're talking about a deal that signals a significant thaw in one of the most strained trade relationships in aviation. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now back to this Boeing order. Here's what you need to know. For the better part of 6 years, China had essentially frozen Boeing out after the 737 MAX grounding in 2019. Chinese carriers were the last major market to return the MAX to service. And even after recertification, geopolitical tension kept new orders off the table. Airbus was filling that vacuum aggressively, racking up orders from Chinese carriers while Boeing watched from the sideline. So 200 jets is not just a number, it's a door reopening. Now, the specifics of which models are in that order haven't been fully detailed in the initial reporting from AeroTime, but historically, Chinese carriers have been heavy buyers of the 737 family for domestic routes and the 787 Dreamliner for long-haul international service. It would be reasonable to expect a mix. Let's talk about why this matters beyond the airline world, because this is where it connects to you and me. Boeing's production health affects the entire aerospace supply chain. When Boeing is building airplanes at a healthy rate, that means jobs, that means parts suppliers running at capacity, and that means investment flowing into aviation broadly. General aviation doesn't exist in a vacuum. The same companies that make avionics, composites, and engine components for Boeing programs often supply the GA market too. A healthy Boeing means a healthier ecosystem for all of us. There's another angle here. Boeing has been under intense scrutiny over the past few years. Quality control issues, the Alaska Airlines door plug incident on the 737 MAX 9 in January of 2024, a change in leadership, and a Federal Aviation Administration consent order that capped MAX production rates. The company has been working to rebuild trust with regulators and the flying public. A 200 aircraft order from China doesn't erase those challenges, but it does give Boeing something it desperately needs, which is financial breathing room and a vote of confidence from the world's fastest growing aviation market. China is projected to need somewhere north of 8,000 new commercial aircraft over the next 20 years. Being locked out of that market was an existential level concern for Boeing's long-term competitiveness against Airbus. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Trade deals between the United States and China have a history of being announced with fanfare and then evolving significantly in the details. We've seen this before. Large aircraft orders used as diplomatic bargaining chips with delivery timelines that stretch out or get renegotiated. So while 200 aircraft is the number on the table today, the pace in terms of actual deliveries will be the real story to watch over the coming months and years. This affects you if you're watching the broader health of American aviation manufacturing. It affects you if you're a pilot thinking about the career pipeline, because more aircraft being built means more pilots needed to fly them. And if you're following the 737 MAX production saga, this order adds pressure on Boeing to get its house in order and scale production back up, which means the FAA will be watching closely. One more thing worth noting, China has also been developing its own narrow-body competitor, the COMAC C919. That aircraft is already in limited service with Chinese carriers. So even as China places this order with Boeing, they're simultaneously building a domestic alternative. Boeing and Airbus both know that the long-term play in the Chinese market includes competing with a state-backed manufacturer on its home turf. That dynamic isn't going away, and it makes this order both a win and a reminder that the competitive landscape is shifting. Bottom line, 200 aircraft is a significant order. It's good news for Boeing. Good news for the American aerospace workforce, and a sign that commercial aviation diplomacy is moving in a productive direction. But as with any deal of this scale, the proof will be in the deliveries. That story, courtesy of AeroTime, you can find more at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.